The Michigan Senate has voted to delay planned changes in teacher evaluation standards. These changes put more emphasis on student test scores when evaluating teacher performance, but the Senate's voted to postpone that change for another school year. Tying teacher evaluation to student growth and assessment scores, it's controversial. Critics say it's unfair, doesn't account for factors outside the classroom. Backers say data is the best way to hold teachers accountable for progress, or lack of it, in their classrooms. Michigan Radio's education commentator is Hall of Fame teacher Matinga Ragatz, who's here with us now via Skype. What do teacher evaluations look like at most Michigan schools?
Well, it's a little bit of a buffet, and most evaluation platforms center around the standards that a teacher has to, like, ought to be able to do, such as like lesson planning, what can you deliver content well, or classroom environment, are the students engaged? So in Michigan, like, schools are allowed to pick from a list of recommendations from the state. And so each school basically picks an evaluation platform, or maybe a combination of platforms that fits their needs in their district.
So who does the evaluation, and how often do they happen, and how much do they differ from district to district?
So most of the time it's the principal of each school. That's part of their duties, to evaluate the teachers. So the teachers have to be evaluated at least twice in a school year.
All right. And is it very much from district to district?
Yeah, it varies from person to person. So it depends on your principal, the type of evaluation that you're going to get, which is what some of the controversy is about.
So if I'm a principal in charge of evaluating a teacher, what are the factors that I am weighing to judge whether or not that teacher is effective?
Well, it depends. So now you might have a rubric in front of you based on the standards that you're picked, but it might also depend on your teaching style. And you might go in saying, well, she's not doing things the way I think that she should be doing it, when the other teacher is doing the way I think that it should be done. So it's not very clear, and it's not very clean.
All right, let's get the take from one of our Michigan teachers. This is Carrie Slay, who's a science teacher at North Huron Schools in Kindy.
It's become much more of a stick to punish people. People are less concerned about, where do I need to grow personally? Where do I need to improve? And they're more concerned about, okay, I need to check all these boxes when my principal or whoever is in here observing this particular lesson and this particular class.
So Matinga, what is it about these evaluations that as they currently operate that feels like a stick to teachers?
Yeah, and you hear it in her voice, and the fact that it's frustrating, because the evaluator comes in and, you know, they only see a slice. But then they give you feedback, or they give you a laundry list to do based on that slice that they see. And so you might go back and think to yourself, but I already do that. You just didn't see it today. It might feel like a stick, because you might get marked down because you did not perform a specific standard that the administrator was able to see that day.
Now, evaluations of teachers aren't anything new, but there's been a kind of a paradigm shift in how high the stakes are for teachers. Can you talk about that shift?
Well, the biggest problem is that the laundry list has gotten so much longer. So it's really, really difficult to perform each one of those items well. And also, it makes it really, really difficult when the test scores are just so prominent in your teacher evaluation.
How much do they factor in?
The test scores factor in about 40%, like student performance, about 40% of your evaluation. So imagine this, Cindy, that one year you have a group of students who have just this, are super needy and have big socioemotional problems or issues. You know, your evaluation standards do not change. You still have to meet those standards. And the teacher next door might have the kids you had last year that you prepared really, really well. And so now their scores will count for her evaluation.
All right, let's talk a bit about what it feels and looks like from the other side of this evaluation equation as a principal or the administrator who is judging these teachers. Here's Deb Asano, who's an associate superintendent at Marquette Algeresa, who's talking about evaluations.
If we're going to follow short, how do we shore that up? That's what it is more than gotcha. And
right.
I think whenever it's used as a gotcha, that we get angst and difficulty, and it's teacher versus administrator, and that's no good.
How have these high-stakes teacher evaluations, Matinga, changed the roles of administrators within schools and in dealing with their teachers?
It has completely changed, because it's no longer a mentorship. It's definitely them versus us mentality. The funny thing is, like, I just read a study about how teachers perceive versus how administrators perceive this evaluation process. For the most part, administrators believe that, you know, they do provide the critical thinking piece that the teachers need, and they do improve, and they try to use evaluation to make consistent decisions across every classroom so they can see the same things. But on the other hand, teachers are like, nah, it's not, it does not capture what I am teaching. The teachers really believe that it's not an impartial exercise. Like Deb said, sometimes it's seen as a gotcha based on favoritism. And so it's just not an authentic, it's not in a realistic way to assess teachers.
So to this point of tying and how closely a teacher evaluation should be tied to student test scores, you know, a lot of teachers feel it is not fair, but shouldn't there be some way to hold teachers accountable for how well kids are learning in their classrooms?
For sure. I mean, most teachers want to be evaluated. Most teachers want to see how they're growing as professionals. However, the way that the evaluation works, it's just not meeting the mark. So yeah, just like you can assess a student without using a test, you can definitely assess a teacher without using these strict evaluation pieces. However, there is not enough time. When you have to evaluate most of the teachers in your building, even the ones that you've already deemed defective, it makes it so the principals have even a longer laundry list. They're the busiest people in the schools for the most part, yet their job is to sit down with a teacher confidently and calmly and try to bring them to a different level of performance. So it's not a realistic way to assess a teacher, assess an administrator, or assess the school for that matter.
If you could design a better way to evaluate teachers, Matenga, what would it look like?
Well, for one, I would definitely take away the test score variable, because whether you call it student growth, student achievement, student success, it is all about test scores. And once I eliminate that, I would definitely make it more peer review. Teachers are more comfortable with their own peers. Often administrators are not very experienced teachers themselves. They're not master teachers themselves, and yet they're then meant to evaluate mastery. So it would be a completely different relationship if your own peers would be the ones evaluating your performance rather than a person that is so busy that they don't have the time to really go through all that paperwork and all of that exercise to evaluate your progress.
Michigan Radio's education commentator, Matenga Ragatz. As always, Matenga, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much.